Claire Claxton, fourth hour decolonization of South Africa and ARPA threat.
So why did they decolonize?
They were unhappy with Britain's ruling and their control over them because Britain would separate them or create an ARPA threat, and they would control all their government and aspects of life. And as settlers came in, they would make them slaves to their fields and crops and farmers, and the rules the National Party made, which was a government led by Britons and like white settlers, only gave the natives 7% of land. It was soon in 1930s was moved up to 13.5% of all South Africa.
So what is ARPA threat?
ARPA threat is can be viewed as separation of two races due to their race and their beliefs. So in ARPA threat before decolonization with the tribes in South Africa because they were all separated from each other. But as colonization happened and more settlers came in, they were separated by their race and their political beliefs.
And how did they decolonize?
So they, one famous person in this whole thing was Nelson Mandela, and he was South Africa's first black president, and he was a peaceful protester and was able to change views of people, but he was imprisoned for 27 years because he tried to sabotage the government. But in 1910, Britain ended up giving them a nominal freedom, which was soon finalized in 1931. So for them, they just spoke their mind, I guess, and Britain, after long, long years, heard it, and it gave them partly freedom, and then whole freedom at the end.
Do you have any final words?
I think so. After, because it was a big thing, after they were decolonized, it impacted their thing today because they, all resources such as food, economical support, shelter, medicine, was shut off from South Africa after they decolonized. So you can see that today as South Africa is a very poor country with harder standards to live by.
Is that all?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.